leading off with the big story of the day. Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tyler Palumbis and D-Man.
Here we go. Oh my God, there's a doubleheader today. Let's do it. Yeah, Tyler.
That's what everybody's talking about. Doubleheader, D-Mac.
Oh, I mean, they're going to play two janky games because they're both going to be seven innings long. It's like, it's the Rockies and the Giants, and it's going to be just like Smoky Hill against Cherokee Trail.
Nice.
And we're doing seven-inning doubleheaders now. It's awesome.
Nice. I love it.
Any chance I get to mention my Buffaloes opening up this baseball, the D season, the D high school season, getting going.
Ooh, nice work. First minute and a half, snuck it in. Well done.
I know. You're in trouble, Cherokee Trail. What can I tell you? Yeah, the doubleheader is a little bit later today. We're going to get to this Aaron Rodgers stuff in a second. Real quick, Avs pull a nice win. Cool. I mean, they're not playing a good team or anything with San Jose, but whatever, they won. The Nuggets game, were you a little, I was a little bummed out by that, to be honest with you.
I was. You know, I was actually, I got a chance to watch it, actually, last night, but it started so late and it went so late that I had to go to bed.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you got bedtimes, man. I mean, you put the kids to bed, you've got like an hour after that, then you got to get to bed, and it's all going to start over again in the morning. So you don't want to mess with routine.
I was 25 all over again. I was on an outside patio, my man. Catching the finality of that particular contest.
I love it. Living that college life. Fantastic.
A little bit. I got into it with a Lakers fan. It was pretty funny.
Oh, really?
All excited.
What happened?
Well, I mean, and we're all the spirit of the Sun Devils down here in Tempe, but, you know, he was from L.A. and I'm from Denver, and we went back and forth on a couple things, and at the end of it, I said, forks up. And, you know, he goes, forks up. And we kind of had a peace deal right there. But, you know, his belief was...
Boring story.
Oh, all right. I made it quick. Anyways, with the Nuggets, they, I'm sure they'll be okay. That just felt... I don't know, man. They've been on such a roll. They've done so well lately. Just, I don't know. They just gave me pause. Like, are we just going to run into the Lakers in the first round and they're just going to figure out... Even though they're not the better team, they're just going to figure things out. It'll wait to beat the Nuggets.
These referees, it was a hit job, wasn't it? I tell you what.
You
got to be careful around these referees. You got to make sure you pay them a few bucks.
Tell you what, man, they're still the Lakers. If a call is going to go one way or the other, you know where it's going to go, right?
Well, I mean, that's the story of the NBA. It's always been that way.
That being said, obviously, this Aaron Rodgers stuff, man. I don't even know what to say. Like, when we go through this process, we do our free agency board, right? Like, and we have fun with that, and then we do the draft, which is even bigger and stronger and better. And Tyler, usually by this time, free agency is done. The draft is done. And we got little things that sort of trickle in, right? We never, personnel-wise, have something looming as large as possibly Aaron Rodgers coming to the Broncos. We never do.
I love it, man. It's fantastic, man. It's fun. It's exciting. We've got a good football team right now. And if you added Aaron Rodgers into the mix, holy cow. I mean, I'm talking about Super Bowl contention. That would be my expectation. You get reasonably good quarterback play. Heck, if Teddy Bridgewater or Drew Locke goes out there and plays above average or has the best season of their career, you should be in the playoffs. But if you add Aaron Rodgers into the mix, that's a Super Bowl contender. So I love the conversation. I will enjoy it all for the next month. Every time I see one of these national broadcasters get up there and talk about how Denver would be the lead dog in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, it gets me a little bit excited, man.
I don't blame you. And so you get up, and here's Diana Russini this morning on ESPN. Oh, wait. Hold on. Whoa.
I don't know. Richie's getting nervous. He's shaking his head. Take the mask off for this one.
Hold on. We got something. What do we got, Richie?
Year to year?
No, I'm not smiling. Per Adam Schefter just now, Broncos offensive tackle Juwan James has suffered a season-ending torn Achilles.
Shut your mouth.
Marking out away
shut
from the team facility.
You
gotta
shut
be
your,
kidding me.
Shut your mouth.
You got to
shut
be kidding
your mouth
me.
Right now. Don't open your mouth again the rest of the show. Do not open your mouth. Hit off. Hit mute. You're not allowed to speak the rest of the show, Richie Carney.
Do you want
to
hear the rest of Schefter's report?
Thinking believable. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah, go ahead, Richie. Keep going.
James.
Don't shut your mouth.
James.
Don't shut your mouth.
James's $10 million salary for the upcoming season is now in jeopardy, being that Denver no longer is obligated to pay him with working out off-site.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
You know what? Forget this. I got to go to the weight room. I got to go. I got to start working out.
I tell you what, Tyler. How much time would you need?
About 3.5 years, probably.
Oh. Are you not 3.5 months? You wouldn't be ready in three and a half months?
I mean, listen, if I could talk to my boys over at Revitalized Health, maybe get a few extra doses. Maybe they could get me going, but goodness, this is unbelievable.
Oh,
look, man, you can't get mad at the guy. This is not a situation
yes,
where we
you can
get, no, you can't. You can't get mad at the guy for tearing his Achilles. That's what it was. Yeah. You can't get mad at the guy for tearing his Achilles.
Yes, but, you can.
But you could say to the Broncos, how dumb are you that you couldn't forecast something happening?
Right.
You can't get mad at him for tearing his Achilles, D-Mac.
See, here's the problem.
What, you think he did that intentionally?
Is his Achilles really torn?
Yes. Yes, you can't fake that. The team's going to get the MRI reports. They're going to see it all. Their own doctors are going to lay their eyes on it. You can't fake a tear in your Achilles.
Torn Achilles working out today away from the team facility. Yeah, actually, you're right. Okay. James's $10 million salary for the upcoming season now in jeopardy, being that Denver no longer is obligated to pay him with him working out of sight.
That's the only blessing in disguise is that maybe you get that off the books, I guess, a little bit. Not that I'm ever rooting for a guy to not get his money, especially when he gets hurt in a legitimate manner when he's training for football. But you know what he could have been? You know what he could have been doing, D-Mac? Actually, you know what this is? I didn't think about this, but this is what this is. This is why all the players are a bunch of idiots for not working out the facility right now.
Right.
This is what that is. You just cost yourself $10 million because of a dumb boycott that you because you didn't want to be at the team facility. If you're working out with Lauren Landau, guess what? You might have still torn your Achilles, but you're getting every last dollar of your contract. But because you got some dumb little boycott that's going on right now, not only did you tear your Achilles, not only do we not know if you had a proper warm-up like I know you would have gotten if you're with Lauren Landau, but you're not going to get your money now if the Broncos don't want to pay you. Now, some teams do. Ryan Clady ended up getting his money after he got injured playing basketball. So it's up to the team. They can pay him if they want to, but they don't have to. And this is a perfect example of why players are a bunch of idiots right now for being at home.
Mount Palumbus, speak, my man. There it is. There he is.
Unbelievable.
So what's this boycott? Yeah, what was the point of this boycott? What were we trying to get at? What was going on? So this boycott may have just cost Juwan James $10 million.
Yes, literally, yes.
Wow.
In the most literal sense. If the team wants to be jerks about it, and they can, they've got every right to be, and shoot, with Juwan James, they might just. They can void that contract. They do not have to pay him. But if he got hurt at the team facility, they would have been obligated to pay it.
Well, they clearly, if they don't have to pay him and he's outside, they shouldn't. This is kind of like two different things.
Now we're getting into dangerous waters there, but they certainly don't have to.
Why would they?
Well, you pay Ryan Clady because he's Ryan Clady and you expect him to come back and so he got hurt playing basketball. You're a little bit disappointed that he played basketball, but you still want him to come back. You still want to have a good relationship with the guy, all those sorts of things. This is it for Juwan James. I mean, after this year, his contract, I believe you've got to the point where you've got the free opt to get out of it. So, if you don't have to pay this, you've got no relationship to salvage. So I get what you're saying. There's no reason why you would.
I don't know why they would. This boycott is stupid. This boycott is the dumbest. Sorry, Brandon McManus.
Hey.
It's like you said, it's dumb. It's beyond dumb.
Everybody on the text line saying right now that this is a godsend, this is a blessing in disguise. No, it's not. It's not. This is not a blessing in disguise.
No.
I get it. Okay, so you're going to get the guy out of the building quicker than you thought you were going to. What was plan A, B, C, and D for the Denver Broncos at right tackle this year?
Jawan
James.
That's it.
They don't have plan B.
We're going with plan A.
Calvin Anderson, congratulations. I guess you're now our starting right tackle.
Right. And we, hey man, dude, we talked, you talked about Penny Sewell. We talked about Rashawn Slater. We talked about, look at it. Hey man, it's still up there. Look behind you there to our, you know, our, give me something to believe in. You'll see five or six offensive tackles that we speculated they should
go
after.
I've got two on my board.
I think I've got three on mine. And those are guys that would be available second round.
Yeah, you've got three on yours. I've got two on mine.
We talked about
Rashawn Slater on my big board. I've got Penny Sewell on my big board. So I had four tackles on my two boards.
But and between the two of us, that's seven.
That's
so
right.
So between the two morons here on the radio, the two idiots here from 3 to 7 Monday through Friday. We speculated about seven different options at right tackle because what did we say for months? You can't count on Juwan James.
How many times did I say that? If you are counting on Juwan James, hey, by the way, Zach Bye, you owe me a week of coffee. You owe me a week of coffee, Zach Bye. I hope you're listening. I hope you're listening, okay, because I had a coffee bet with Zach Bye that he wasn't going to play in, what was it, 14 games or more, Richie? I believe it was 14 games or more.
Dude, so, you got to get Zach on the phone.
Yeah, call him up. Call Zach Bye right now, Richie. Goodness.
I mean, not
that I want to gloat in this situation, but
Tyler, it was going to be one thing or another.
That's right.
It was going to be one thing or another, and this isn't, we're not, you know, rooting for him to be injured. We just knew with his history, simple. It was going to be one thing. If it wasn't this, it was going to be something else. You couldn't count on him. You could not count on him. Never mind this stupid boycott, which does absolutely positively nothing. Because all these guys, like we've just seen, are still going to have to work out, Tyler. What, are they not going to work out?
You want to see it real quick to the boycott, see a guy lose $10 million, see how many guys show up after that.
You're going to work out anyway. You are going to work out anyway. You're in the NFL, and there's a little sliver about the workout bonuses and basically medical insurance if you work out at the team facility. That's it. You're going to do this stuff anyway. You're better at Lifetime Fitness than with Lauren Landau at Dove Valley?
That's right, and I promise you right now that I know Lauren Landau's routine very, very well. I trained with him from the time that I was 16 all the way to the time I retired. So for over 18 years, I trained with Lauren Landau. He was my only trainer. And I'll tell you this about his workouts and about the way you work with him. 75% of your workout is actually your active warm-up. That literally is 75% of your workout, both in the weight room and when you're on the field when you're running.
Yeah,
and the reason why you're doing that is so that stuff like this doesn't happen. And he builds in the load to the active warm-up so that you get yourself warmed up so that things like this do not happen. You know what happens when I work out on my own, when I go to Lifetime Fitness in the offseason?
Seriously.
I walk in, I put 225 pounds on the bench press, and I go. Because I don't have a strength coach there telling me to go through my half-hour warm-up routine that I don't want to do.
Well, you don't do a dynamic warm-up on your own in a Lifetime? You don't do that?
Right. I walk in, and I start bench pressing. That's what I do. And that's, I promise you, that's what the rest of these guys do as well.
Of course.
And you know what? To this texter, I did say that you can't be mad at him for this. This texter does have a point, and I get it. Tyler, sorry, but you're wrong. It is 100% his fault. He sat on his butt the last 24 months, and I can't argue that. I really cannot argue that. When you sit around and when you are not actively training with proper trainers and a proper situation, guess what? That's when injuries happen. That is when injuries happen.
Do you have Zach on the line there?
I'm a little bit fired up right now.
I love it. I love it. God, let me keep you being fired up, Tyler. We bring to the show Zach By. What do you want to say to Zach, Tyler?
Zach By, just double it up, buddy. Just double it. Bring me 2 weeks of coffee, all right?
Man, this is crazy. And this is just the week.
Wait, hold on. Is this really crazy? Come on. Is this really crazy, Zach? Or is this just like, oh, this is what it turns out to be?
Well, I mean, look, I think we should have a little bit of a human side to this. The guy just ripped his Achilles.
I get it.
I mean, dude, like if you rip your Achilles, that really sucks. But at the same time, look, I thought Juwan James, and we ran a promo on it. I thought Juwan James was going to kick butt this year, and the Broncos did too. Most importantly, the Broncos did too. You heard from George Payton. He said, our expectation is that Juwan James is going to be our starting right tackle. He's been here. He's been here this offseason. He's been working his butt off. He was tweeting at Von Miller that he wanted to go up against him in practice. I thought he was going to be motivated.
And you bought that. You bought that.
Yeah,
you really
did.
You bought that.
So much that he bet a week of coffee on it.
It's amazing, man. I mean, we understand what was said, but you bought it? We didn't, not for a second.
So, I mean, this really sucks for the Broncos. It really sucks. They had 10 draft picks. They did not select a single tackle. And on top of that, George Payton was asked about it in the post-draft presser, and he said that there was a guy that they liked that got picked right before them. I think that happened in the third round, three picks prior to the 98th pick at 95, the kid from Notre Dame. But now, you know, and we literally did a segment today at 1:30 saying that the Broncos, by their actions, clearly showed a lot of faith in one player, and that was Juwan James, because you don't want Calvin Anderson playing right tackle for you. You know, that's not your plan anyway. So they rolled.
Well, listen, Zach, you're breaking up, so we're going to let you go here. But, hey, bottom line is good call on your comeback player of the year. I'll enjoy my coffee starting tomorrow.
That's Zach.
You suck. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah. Hey, good bet, Tyler, man. I would have never taken that bet.
I mean, look, I'm not trying to find joy in this at all, because Zach is right. The dude tore his Achilles, and that's why, from a human standpoint, I am having a hard time with it. I don't want to blame the guy for getting injured, but I will blame the Broncos. I'm more mad at the Broncos than I am at Juwan James. I really am. I mean, Juwan James tore his Achilles. The Denver Broncos ignored facts. They ignored actual evidence that this dude is not going to make it through an entire season, and they have no game plan in place right now.
Well, they did. Like, Cliss is great with these salaries. They did sign Drew Himmelman, $25,000 signing bonus, $125,000 salary guaranteed. So they're giving Drew Himmelman as an undrafted free agent, $150,000 total guarantee, which is the most. He tops that tight end guy there. So this Drew Himmelman is
D-Mac.
We gotta look him up. I don't know anything about him, but he is getting the most money as an undrafted free agent.
Would you say I had a rather successful career for an undrafted free agent? I mean, seriously.
Oh, for sure. It was unbelievable.
I mean, about as successful as you could possibly have for an undrafted free agent. Do you know what would have happened if you asked me to be the starting right tackle for the Denver Broncos week one in my undrafted rookie year?
You would have had an all-pro season.
Outright disaster. Bombs. Crash and burn. Play them all. It would have been a disaster. There's a reason you go undrafted. I needed time to develop. I was lucky. I got the time. And yes, I had a successful career. But there's no chance in hell that I could have played my rookie year. None. So don't count on some undrafted free agent player.
I get it. I understand. I'm just pointing out the number one guy of all the undrafted free agents money-wise is a tackle. That I know nothing about. Drew Himmelman?
Just makes me sick. It makes me sick. I'm literally mad right now. Like, what? How did you not see this coming?
Keep going.
Now I got to sit back and let you go.
Hey, listen, we're not arguing with each other. Drew Himmelman, by the way, oh my God. 6'9". 323, Illinois State. Arms 33 3/4, hands 9.5. Okay.
D-back.
Good fella.
No, listen, if he makes the team, that's a miracle. Good for him. I hope that he does make the team. Now he's got a pretty good shot of making the team. So, he, you know what, congratulations to him. He probably just got himself a full year's of active roster money. But he is not going to be playing this year. That's not going to be the answer. As of now, it's Calvin Anderson. But the real question becomes, okay, well, if there's nobody out there in free agency, which as soon as I get to break, I will go look at free agent offensive tackles. I know of one. Call it Mitch Schwartz and offer him the world. Offer him everything that he wants to get him to play again this year.
Did he retire?
No, he hasn't technically retired, but it looks like he's going to. He's got a lot of injuries right now, but bottom line is I would offer him whatever he wants to come out of retirement, come play for you. I'll look at those guys, but now you got to look at the available options on this team, and you say, okay, well, who's our best five? We actually had a segment planned for today that if Juwan James went down, what would we do? That was literally a segment that we had planned for today. And we were going to discuss, would Dalton Risner ever bump outside? I'm not into that, but you did just draft Quinn Miners, and yep, you've got Netani Mutai, who was a good player last year. Right. Maybe a shuffle might be in order. I'm not in the business of moving really good football players out of their position. I don't want to do that to Dalton Risner, but outside of going out and finding some miracle off the street, maybe Orlando can put the weight back on. I don't know. then we might be looking at some desperate situation like that with Dalton.
How do you think Dalton would handle that? I mean, I get it. You don't want to do it, but how do you think he would do it?
Well, he'd have a fighting chance at it right now because you're going into OTAs. You have plenty of time to retrain your body, retrain your weight, your kick step, mm-hmm, all those sorts of things. So if you ever got to make the move, now is the time to do it. If Dalton was asked to go out there and make the move midseason, I think it'd be a disaster for him. It's not easy. It's much easier to go play tackle, to move from tackle, to move inside and play guard than it is to go from guard to tackle. Much, much more
easier. All right, who would be a better option right now, Mitchell Schwartz or Dalton Risner at right tackle?
Mitch Schwartz, without a doubt.
No doubt? Okay.
Yes, no question.
DeMar Dotson. The injuries
call up DeMar Dotson.
Whoa, really?
Yes, yes. DeMar Dotson, what'd he do last year other than not give up any sacks? He didn't give up any sacks last year, did he?
I know he was your guy. Yeah, he's just a little bit old, man. I mean, he stays in shape. Kills it at Lifetime Fitness.
Yeah, I mean, I think his Achilles is intact.
Wow, we had so much cool stuff about Aaron Rodgers, too. I mean, we'll get back to it, I guess. But, yeah, how about that breaking news? Juwan James rips up his Achilles because they're protesting. Boy, they're really sending a message, these players. It's because we're protesting because we don't want to work out at the facility because of COVID, but we'll go to other gyms. Oh, but if you do get a bonus, just go. We don't have any problems with that because we want you to get your workout bonus. But, yeah, unity. We're all standing together. Oh, by the way, if you do get hurt out at Lifetime Fitness or 24 Hour Fitness or Fred's Gym, you could jeopardize millions of dollars. But, man, we're putting our foot down about how you guys are handling COVID, NFL. Good job, guys.
Good call. Good call.
Wow. All right. Well, yeah, we will get into the Aaron Rodgers trade. There's some hypotheticals and your reaction. It's a Hot Take Tuesday. We can kick it off early. What do you think, man? 303-713-1043. This is The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's time to take a trip to the water cooler.
Is this good for the company?
We need to talk about your TPS reports.
Did you see the memo about this?
We find it's always better to fire people on a Friday.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
Here's Tyler and D-Mac.
What would you say you do here?
So, 20 minutes ago, Adam Schefter put out a tweet saying, Juwan James has suffered a season-ending injury with a torn Achilles working away from the facility. And that means his $10 million salary for, I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh, but there's some weird twists of irony here, Tyler. His $10 million salary for the upcoming season is now in jeopardy because Denver's no longer obligated to pay him working out off-site when they should have been working with Lauren Landau. However, Adam doubles down. That's not all. Because his contract told, T-O-L-L-E-D, last year. Well, I would not have known what that word meant if I'm not reading it in context, Tyler. I'm just going to be honest with you. So he was playing under his 2020 contract this year, which had $10 million guaranteed for skill and injury, okay? And another $10 million in 2021. Tyler, it's a potential $20 million injury.
Goodness gracious. Hold on. All right, back up. I'm a little bit slow. I don't fully understand that. How did we get to 20?
Well, I'll read it again. This is Adam.
Sorry.
Okay, using words that I'm...
had $10 million guaranteed for skill and injury and another $10 million in 2021.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, he was... Because he passed last year because he did not play. He would have been playing under...
Oh, because he would have been paid on last year's salary. Correct.
Yes.
Got it. Yes.
but then he would have got more money in 20... I don't know, man. It could be $20 million. It's actually double bad for Juwan James.
Right.
20... Right. How many...
Think about how idiotic you have to be to have $20 million on the line, and all you have to do is work out at the facility. That's
crazy.
All you have to do. And you get
And
if something goes wrong, you get $20 million. You know what? The players that are not at this facility right now, they should not be working out at all. They shouldn't be doing anything. Sit on your couch. Don't do a damn thing. That's what they should be doing.
Yeah, I mean, Brandon McManus and DeMaurice Smith want to do something for the players. Isn't it make sure they get paid? And if they do get hurt, I mean, again, with this protest, what are you guys trying to do? Brandon and DeMaurice, what is the point here? The Broncos had the safest facility in the NFL for COVID. Seriously, what they were doing. And you know what, man? Did you get vaccinated? Are you good to go? If you haven't, why not? No, man. The CDC, Tyler, just put stuff out there. If you've been vaccinated and you're in small groups with people that have been vaccinated, you don't even have to wear a mask.
Well, look, we've known for a long time that it wasn't really about COVID. That's not really what the protest is about.
Right.
They just didn't want to have to go to the facility right now. What they really wanted was they wanted to be able to work at home during this period, be protected if there were going to be injuries. This is seriously a huge part of the negotiation right now, is they wanted to be at home, and if something like this were to happen, then they would be able to be protected so that they would get their full amount of money, and it would count towards their off-season workout bonuses. So everything that they're fighting for, he's going to suffer because he actually did get injured away from the facility.
So just to check, being home in January, February, March, most of April isn't good enough. Forget spring football. You know, it's crazy. Yeah, all right. The whole thing is nuts. Anyway, it's worse. It's doubly worse for him. $20 million, Tyler.
So here's the real question. How much did Juwan James get paid for his 60-some snaps that he's played for the Denver Broncos?
Wow, I don't know.
Seriously, Richie,
question.
there's a research project for you. How much money has he made that he gets to actually keep that he got for 63 snaps for the Denver Broncos?
Yeah, because certainly he's gone, right? I mean, the Broncos aren't going to.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason why they were holding on to him is because they had so much money guaranteed to it that just financially, you didn't have a choice. You had to try to make it work. But you did have a choice to have a viable alternative in-house. You did have that choice.
Right.
And you made the choice to not go out and get a viable alternative. And that was one of my biggest warnings the entire offseason. don't ignore the headlines. How many sources do you need before you believe what the headline reads? Okay, so you read it in the newspaper. That's one thing. You get an eyewitness that says something else. You go to trial, and you've actually, the jury's got to listen to seven different eyewitnesses. Well, one wasn't enough. You had the Miami Dolphins. You had the Denver Broncos. You got stories all over the place. You got his own teammates, his own offensive line peers that are questioning whether this guy loves the game, whether he's going to be there, all those sorts of things. And again, I hate talking about that because the Achilles, I don't blame him for getting hurt for the Achilles, but it's all part of the overall narrative that how dumb are you for not having a viable alternative in-house? How do you ignore all these warning signs? How many places did you have to read the same story before you were going to believe that it was actually true?
Well said. Well said. Did you find other free agents?
Here's the good news. There are some legitimate options out there right now. There really are. So first off, a name that we know well, Russell Okung. He's out there. He's a left tackle, but you can put him at right tackle. He certainly could go out there and play right tackle. Mitch Schwartz, it would be my dream player. So hold on, let me. Raj just texted me something here.
Okay, yeah, it's a birdie.
Okay, so Mitch Schwartz, he's taking shots at Juwan James. How about this? Mitch Schwartz just tweeted about it. He said at least at least he got to be at home these few weeks. That freedom will make up for the $10 million the team doesn't have to pay him now. Well, you know what, Mitch? Come on down, buddy. Happy to pay you 12. Happy to pay you 13. I'll give you 15. What do you want, Mitch Schwartz? Because you could be the beneficiary of this. No problem. I love the fact that you're taking shots at him.
Wow, he's taking shots at the NFLPA, too.
Goodness.
Look at that. And he was wrong. It's not $10 million, it's $20
million. That's right. So Kendall, thank you, Kendall. She just texted me that he banked $17 million for 60-some snaps. Okay, let me, on the positive side, though, here, let me give you some names, because there are actually some legitimate names that you could fill this hole and get competent play out of them. So Russell's on that list. Mitch Schwartz is on that list. Dennis Kelly, who played for the Titans for a long time, he's on that list. Eric Fisher, who played left tackle for Kansas City, he's still out there in free agency. Now, preferably, you would get a right tackle by trade. So the two names that pop up immediately for me would be Mitch Schwartz and Dennis Kelly. Those are the two that I would go after immediately.
Okay. Oh, man. Wild. Well, we were actually going to do this in like 15 minutes, but we kind of just did it, which is fine. We can get to the Rossini and the Aaron Rodgers stuff here. So I'm just looking at what we were going to talk about, and more or less we have already just talked about it.
I cannot believe that Mitch Schwartz just took a shot at him. That's amazing.
That's funny.
Wow.
And the NFLPA. He is.
Oh, yeah.
He's saying we're stupid, or you're stupid. He's not retired, so it is stupid. It was a dumb idea from the get-go. For what? So I can work out? So I can what? I don't have to be in Denver? And by the way, isn't Juwan James's wife from like Broomfield or something?
Colorado, I know that much.
I think she was like a super incredible softball player. Whatever, man. Whatever, dude. I'm so tired.
I'm flat out depressed that we're just that dumb that we let this catch up to us.
The craziest thing is the draft. The draft is the craziest thing.
Right.
Like, what were, seriously, everybody, wasn't everybody given the draft an A and I gave it an F?
Yeah.
And didn't we say, if you weren't taking a quarterback, why didn't you drop back and get Jalen Phillips and then be able to do whatever? Everybody's going gaga about Javonte Williams, a running back, when Trey Sermon would have been available. We moved up to get a running back.
Yep.
And that's smart. We're incredible for a running back when a guy like Trey Sermon would have been available. You got to be kidding me. Like, with that pick, how is it not a tackle?
Well,
seriously.
Or Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. I mean, I could get it not being a tackle.
You can move back and get Owusu-Koramoah.
You could have just selected a guy right then and there. I mean,
right. Oh. All right, deep breaths. We can respond to that. That's great. That's Schwartz. He took us. That's amazing, huh, man?
Unreal.
He took a shot like that. Do you think he does want to be back? Maybe he does.
Well, he hasn't retired, has he?
Why would he want to leave the Chiefs, though?
Well, he doesn't have a choice. He's not a member of the Chiefs right now. They released him because he was making too much money.
Gotcha. My bad.
Yeah, they moved on from both Fisher and Shorts.
They drafted
a tackle in the draft, and they've got Lucas Niang from last year who's going to be playing right tackle.
So they drafted. Oh, my God. The Chiefs had foresight. The Chiefs saw it. The Chiefs drafted a tackle. We are stupid, man. We're just dumb.
This is dumb. This is flat out dumb.
Dumb stuff, man. Okay, we'll look at some more of your texts. We'll see what other available right tackles want to rip on the Broncos and the NFLPA. And we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. All still to come right here on The Drive.
It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
$272,000 per snap is what Juwan James made playing for the Denver Broncos. $17.1 million is how much he made, D-Mac.
Stunning. Good work if you can find it. And this is the end of Juwan James with the Denver Broncos as he's ripped apart his Achilles in a workout outside of the facility. Unless the Broncos just want to be nice people, they certainly don't have to pay him basically $20 million and move on. And they're done. And that's it with Juwan James. They never have to see him again.
I'm sorry to laugh at that, but just think about that for a second. Holy cow. You just voided $20 million in guarantees because that's you didn't want to work out at the team facility. Holy cow.
Right, because the COVID stuff with Juwan James, too.
That's right. He was an opt-out.
Right. You got to take it seriously, of course, but it's just one of these eye roll moments, dude. Like, okay, listen, man, the eye roll moments with me with Juwan James, first of all, it was his teammates and coaches calling him out, not us.
That's right.
Let's just start there. I'll never forget when we were during COVID, when we were watching and breaking games down. Go watch the first half of that Texans game where the Broncos whooped up on the Texans. Probably the best half of football they played in the past 2 years, and Juwan James was a big part of it. He was right tackle. He played great. There was no pressure. Drew Locke went off on the road against the Texans team who had just beat the Patriots the week before. I mean, it's a hell of a first half. Hell of a first half. But go back and watch the tape like we did, and you will see they expected Juwan James to go back into for the second half. There was no reason for him not. He just tapped out.
Yeah, he just pulled himself out. Said, I'm good. I'm done. It's hurting right now. He played as good of a half of football as you could possibly play is also.
And then he just shut himself down for the rest of the year.
Yep.
This guy, for whatever reason, I don't know. It's weird, man. I mean, to get to this level, to be that good and really, the dude doesn't love football. I mean, it's pretty clear. And, all right, so he's gone. You know what? We can stop dwelling about the psychological analysis of Juwan James. We did plenty of it. We were screaming from the rooftops how the Broncos should be having some sort of plan to move on without him, and they did nothing. They did nothing. So under this scenario, Tyler, of all the people the Broncos have on the offensive line on the team right now, give me the best offensive line, and you can do anything. You can do anything with who we have on the team. You don't need to be restricted in your opinion here by anything other than who you think the best five would be.
Yeah, here's what my gut tells me, D-Mac, is that I don't want to move Dalton Risner unless I don't have a choice. So is Dalton Risner your best right tackle on this team? Well, I don't know. I'm not out there. I haven't put Dalton Risner at right tackle. I haven't seen that with my own eyes. I have seen him play left guard, and I know that he's pretty dang good at playing left guard. So my gut tells me that I'm not in the business of wanting to move a guy that plays at a borderline Pro Bowl level at times at left guard and putting him at right tackle. So taking a position of strength and turning it into a weakness. So look, if Dalton Risner goes out there, and I guarantee you that he's going to be taking reps, and those offensive line coaches, they're going to have a very tough decision to make whether they want to shuffle things around or not. So it's really hard for me to answer without being on that field and seeing how Dalton Risner takes reps at right tackle. But my gut reaction right now is that you don't mess with too much. I mean, you keep things the way it is. Garrett Bowles is your left tackle. Dalton Risner is your left guard. Lloyd Cushenberry is your starting center. Graham Glasgow is your starting right guard. And Calvin Anderson is now your starting right tackle. I mean,
what about Miners and Mutai?
Well, Miners is going to be a developmental guy, and he's got all the potential in the world to be a starter, to play a long time in this league. But from the people that I've talked to that know him very well, his football IQ is just not there to expect him to play in year one. He played at Division III, and it's been a while since he's played. So he needs to get caught up to speed just to the NFL level from a knowledge point of view. Could Natani play? Yeah, I think he could, but I guess the better question is Dalton Risner, here's the question that I can't answer and what you really need to know. Yeah. Is Dalton Risner better at right tackle than Calvin Anderson?
There you go.
And right. I have no way to answer that because I've never seen Dalton Risner play right tackle in the NFL. Now, the offensive line coaches, Munchak and Chris Cooper, they probably have got a pretty good a feeling towards that, and they've probably seen Dalton Risner take some reps over there. I've never seen it, so I can't tell you that he's a better option. So my gut tells me the way it sits today is you put Calvin Anderson in there, but the real answer is you got to go out to the street and you got to sign one of these free agents.
Do you have to? You think so?
Oh, you don't have a choice. Yeah, you do not have a choice. You absolutely have to go out and sign one of these free agents. No choice about it.
Okay.
Even if you were to move Dalton Risner out there, you still have to do that.
And how funny that one of them, Mitchell Schwartz, is taking shots on Twitter about...
Right.
I wonder, too, if that's more of a shot on the NFLPA and this dumb boycott rather than just on...
Well, it feels like it. I mean, it feels like it's definitely as much of that. I mean, he said at least he got to be at home these few weeks. That freedom will make up for the $10 million the team doesn't have to pay him now. Well, actually, Mitch, it's about $20 million.
Right.
So.
Get it right, Mitch. Yeah, that's probably more of a shot on the NFL. That Schwartz is saying this is dumb. This was a dumb thing that we decided collectively to somewhat do because it wasn't unanimous by all the teams. Most teams put out some sort of wacky statement with it. But here you go. So that's the news. Wow. Not that the Aaron Rodgers stuff isn't still news. We'll get to the ESPN reports about Aaron Rodgers. The Terry Bradshaw stuff is classic. Classic. What he's got to say about the whole situation. And we have some numbers about this khaki pants stuff. We got some numbers, some facts, not just little stupid D-Max opinion. We've got numbers and facts about that. All still to come. Football at 4 is next.